This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I do want to start this afternoon, though, with the latest on Bill C-234, which I think a lot of people have been watching very closely for some understandable reasons. Concerned about the impact of the carbon tax, concerned about food prices, concerned about all the various costs that farmers are having to bear right now and how that can impact food prices. So Bill C-234 was one way of addressing that. And this was in response to calls from farmers and producers. We need some relief here. Specifically on the carbon tax that applies to natural gas and propane, fuel that's used to heat buildings, fuel that's used to dry grain. All of that imposes big costs on producers. So given that the government has opened the door to some carbon tax carve-outs, like we saw with home heating oil, there was an opportunity to address this. Now, this came from the conservative side of the aisle, Bill C-234, but it actually passed the House of Commons, and it went to the Senate. And that's where the bill remains. Now, a couple of weeks ago, it looked as though this was on the verge of passing. We're expecting a vote on third reading a couple of weeks ago. Then things kind of went sideways. A number of amendments were proposed to the bill, including some amendments that had already been dealt with. Well, last week, one of those amendments, which had previously been voted down, was actually adopted in a narrow vote by the Senate. So what this means, now that the bill's been changed, if indeed C-234 passes the Senate, so this newly amended bill will be voted on, but because it was amended and not the same bill that the House approved, it will go back to the House of Commons, where it's pretty clear the government wants to halt this in its tracks. It's a lot of concern that this will ever see the light of day. Now, I'll get to some of the reaction from those in the industry, but I want to play for you, first of all, here this morning, the reaction from Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, speaking to the Conservative caucus, outlining his concerns with what happened and talking about how his party will respond.
Yesterday, after manipulation and intimidation by Justin Trudeau, Liberal senators voted to gut a common sense conservative bill that would have taken the tax off of our farmers. Just in time for Christmas, Justin Trudeau has ensured that your turkey dinner will have a big, fat, growing carbon tax caked on top of it. That is not part of the recipe for turkey dinner that Canadians were looking for. But yet, late yesterday, there were those Liberal senators who had received personal calls from Justin Trudeau, intimidating calls from a prime minister who claimed that he would respect the independence of the Senate, has now stepped in to make sure not only that Canadians continue to pay the tax, but that it goes higher and higher still. Well, I've got news for Justin Trudeau. You've ruined Christmas for Canadians. Common sense conservatives are going to ruin your vacation as well. We are going to put in thousands of amendments at committee and in the House of Commons, forcing all night round the clock voting to block your $20 billion of inflationary spending and the rest of your economically destructive plans until you agree to our demand to take the tax off farmers, First Nations, and families. You will have no rest until the tax is gone. Mr. Trudeau, you're going to have to come to terms with something. Over the Christmas period, whether through a walk in the snow or while you're sitting next to a warm fire, think about this reality. There will be a carbon tax election. I will win the carbon tax election, and whether you like it or not, I will axe the tax.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the conservative leader speaking to his caucus this morning, saying because the government has inappropriately intervened, causing problems for C-234, the opposition are going to cause problems for the government's agenda and going to use whatever tactics they can to obstruct and delay the government's agenda before we head to the Christmas break. So that was from the conservative leader. This the reaction this morning from government House Leader Karina Gould.
What Mr. Polyev is doing right now is not leadership. It is completely irresponsible and it is completely reckless. And it will affect Canadians because what he is doing is putting thousands of amendments on notice for things like the Sustainable Jobs Act. That's an 11-page bill. His party's put almost 20,000 amendments on there. And what are those amendments? They're all jokes. They're about amending the title. They're about amending specific words. He is not a serious politician. He is irresponsible and he is reckless. And he is not threatening to hold Parliament hostage, but Canadians, because he is a bully and that's what he is trying to do right now. And Canadians should see him for who he is, because this is not about responsible leadership. This is about playing games, because at the end of the day for him, politics is a game and it's about his own personal aggrandizement, and he should not be bullying Canadians like.
Okay, so there's the government response. Look, in the meantime, we've still got now the purgatory the Bill C-234 now finds itself in, and the frustration from those that were hoping there could be some relief on this front. That includes the group Grain Growers of Canada. Very upset over what's happened before the Senate, very disappointed that now it's unclear where this bill is going to go. There's a real need for it, they say, which is why they were pushing for its adoption. So joining us to talk a bit more about what happened, where this all goes from here, why this was seen as so crucial in the first place. Very pleased to welcome to the program here Kyle Larkin, Executive Director with Grain Growers of Canada. Kyle, good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the disappointment of what happened yesterday, let's talk first of all about why this is needed in the first place, why your group has been pushing for this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Great question, and I just want to say that I'm actually in beautiful Banff, Alberta today for the Prairie Cereal Summit.
Oh, lucky you.
I'll be talking to about 300 grain farmers in about an hour, so we'll be talking a lot about C-234, but let me tell you a bit why it's needed. If you've ever been on a grain farm, you know that a lot of farmers have grain dryers, and simply put, those grain dryers need to operate on either propane or natural gas. There just simply is no viable alternatives on the market right now, and there isn't any viable alternatives that we see coming on the market within the next 5 to 10 years. So all that to say, grain farmers are just being penalized for doing a job that they need to do. They need to dry their grain to get it to market, to sell it to grain companies, and they need to use natural gas and propane. And so when they're getting hit with the carbon price on natural gas and propane, there simply isn't an alternative for them to go to. You know, you and I, if we don't want to spend so much money at the gas pump anymore, we can go and buy an electric vehicle right now if we want to. Yeah. But unfortunately for the grain farmer, there isn't an option out there. So that's why we've been advocating and pushing for C-234, which is just a really simple solution to bringing some more fair and just practices for grain farmers.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, fuel used in vehicles on farms is exempt from the carbon price. But, the propane, the natural gas consumption we're talking about, like, you know, for example, drying grain, that's a big part of what grain farmers do. That's not currently exempt from the carbon tax, correct?
Exactly. And that's the message we've been giving the members of parliament and senators as well. Is it's really fixing an error that we see in the whole setup of the carbon pricing scheme. As you said, gas and diesel that a farmer uses on in their truck or in their combine or in their tractor, that's already exempt from the carbon price. But but propane and natural gas that they use in their grain dryer or even heating and cooling of barns and buildings, etc., that is not exempt. So we're just trying to correct this error. That's where we've come up with C-234, working with folks in the House of Commons and in the Senate, and we've been waiting years for this. This is not the first iteration. This is the second or third iteration of this bill. We've been in the process for 4 or 5 years, and we just reached the finish line in the Senate.
Yeah, and now who knows? So in terms then of the cost that this can add to grain farmers, like what's the impact of the carbon tax, and then how do those costs end up affecting, you know, through the system?
Great question. Some grain farmers, especially in Alberta, you can see costs on an annual basis just from the carbon price upwards to $40,000 a year. $40,000 a year that could be used to purchase more efficient equipment, more efficient grain dryers. You know, we represent about 65,000 grain farmers across Canada. I've spoken to many of them, and many of them are always on the market looking for a new grain dryer, looking for something that's a little more efficient. I just spoke to a grain farmer actually in Manitoba last week. He's looking to buy a new grain dryer that's manufactured here in Canada. It's going to cost him about $500,000, though, but it's going to save him about 30 to 40% on the use of natural gas, and it's also going to save that amount in the sense of emissions. But unfortunately, he just doesn't have the capital right now to make that $500,000 investment. If you ask that same farmer, if he had an extra $40,000 a year, could he make that investment, let's say, in a few years? The answer is a resounding yes. But unfortunately, with the carbon price and with the carbon taxation of propane and natural gas, he's not going to be able to make that investment, and he won't be able to reduce emissions by 30 to 40%.
So this bill would address all of this. It was brought forward as a private member's bill in the House of Commons, actually passed the House of Commons with support from three of the three opposition parties, went to the Senate. So a couple of weeks ago, it looked as though maybe we're on the verge of this passing the Senate. But fast forward to this week and things have kind of gone sideways. So what's happened here?
What's happened? That's a great question. I first want to say that the bill received support from members of parliament from every single political party in the House of Commons. MPs from the Liberals, the Conservatives, the NDP, the Bloc, and the Green Party supported C-234. That's how we got it to the Senate. Then we go to the Senate. There was an amendment that was passed at the committee and was voted on a few weeks ago. That was the same amendment that was just voted in favor of yesterday, but it was just defeated a few weeks ago. So that's where we were. We saw this amendment come up again. We didn't think there was really an issue. The unfortunate thing that's happened, I would say, over the past few weeks is, first of all, we've seen the Minister of Environment, we've seen the Prime Minister's office, we've seen the government at large launch a lobbying campaign in the Senate to convince senators and influence senators to vote against C-234. So that's one part of it. The other part as well is I've been in the political game for well over a decade now. I've never seen this level of politicking in the Senate in my life. The level of politicking has been incredible. Senators have been trying to delay and play political games in the Senate for weeks now, and it all culminated to the vote yesterday. The government also appointed five new senators who voted against C-234. So there's been a lot happening in Ottawa, unfortunately, and we're really disappointed to see the way that the vote went yesterday.
Okay, so where we go from here, now this could still pass the Senate. Because it was amended, it would have to go back to the House. Is there still an opportunity to salvage something from this?
There's a slim chance, I would say. I wouldn't give it a percentage, but I would say there's a slim chance. The unfortunate thing is it'll go back to the House of Commons. It falls at the back of the order of precedence. Members of Parliament can delay it as much as possible. We know that this government, the current federal government, they want to delay this as much as possible. We saw that in the Senate. They don't have, you know, as much power in the Senate as they do in the House of Commons. So they were able to influence senators in the Senate, and I don't have a doubt in my mind that they'll be delaying this bill as much as possible in the House of Commons by introducing amendments, having as many speakers speak to it as possible. Really, all the different tactics you could think of when you try to filibuster a bill, that's what they'll be doing in the House of Commons. So there is a slim chance. It really depends when the next election is going to be. If the next election's in 2024, you know, we're probably not going to see it pass. If the next election's in fall 2025, then maybe we have enough runway to get there. So we'll see. We're still pushing for this. We're still advocating for it. We're already connecting with some members of parliament from all parties in the House of Commons to explain to them where we're at and how we can get their support again. So we're doing the work. There's still some work to do, but hopefully we'll get there someday soon.
Let's hope so. In the meantime, obviously, some disappointing developments. We'll see where it all goes from here. Kyle, thank you so much for the update and appreciate making some time for us here this afternoon.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate it.
Okay, there you go. That's Kyle Larkin, Executive Director of Grain Growers of Canada, graingrowersofcanada.ca. Real disappointment on their part. So we'll see where this all goes. It's still before the Senate, so the bill still needs to be voted on, but the Senate has proposed amendments. Those would have to be approved by the House. That would go back to the House. If the House amends the bill, then, you know, it keeps going. That's why people are using the word purgatory to describe where this bill now seems trapped, not likely to pass anytime soon, unfortunately.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.